One of the things that's really that some clients need to do, and they need to come in and vent. And I'm going to come back to the idea of the bilateral stimulation. So, I talk about EMDR, but bilateral stimulation, this is the right left, or left right alternating stimulation. This seems to help people process information faster. So I use it in out of kind of out of the box ways, and it's like a metabolizer, an information processor that accelerates the processing of information, and it takes people very quickly through things. So if somebody comes in and they've just got a vent, they've got so much going on, often if they just vent, it doesn't make them feel better. It just kind of amps them up more through the venting. But there are these little things. They're different devices that have been made for EMDR. One of them is a little box. It's got little pulsers the client can hold, or headphones they can put on. They can put the pulsers under their legs, and so they come in. This one client, and I'll talk a little bit about her. She come in. She just needed to vent. She come in. She said, "Give me those things." She'd hold on. She'd grab the pulsers. So she'd put them under her leg. She'd have a box of Kleenex there, and then she'd vent for maybe 20, 30 minutes of the stuff that was going on with her, and it actually helps. They move through stuff more quickly, but they also feel, so they feel the sense of relief that they moved it out, and it's not spinning in it. It's not just kind of revving them up. And then once they've done that, then you can say, okay, let's take a look at what in the past is linked to the amount of anger you have right now. Especially because I work so much with abuse, with that feeling of powerlessness from childhood that is amplifying your feeling of powerlessness in your relationship now. So that's kind of what we would do. So I'm looking at, let's get to the source of it. Let them vent if they can, and resource them. So, if the feeling is powerlessness, what you can do is you can tap in, what I call tap in or install resources of when they felt empowered, when they felt strong, when they felt capable, when they had a voice. You can also use the nurturing figures, figures that are kind and compassionate, that will listen to them, that will care about them, that will help them know that they matter, and have those available, because that can also help decrease it, this feeling of I don't matter, nobody ever listens to me, I'm powerless. So this is part of the therapeutic relationship, letting them vent and then finding the root of the problem. And then with EMDR, reprocessing those root experiences.
Earlier, you were talking about an exercise, and you had something they put something under their legs.
Yeah, so this is what there are different companies that create these machines. One of them is called a TAC audio scan, and there's little pulsers. They're like, don't want it to look like I'm advertising this. They're little pulsar things, and there's also headphones. And the pulsers, they put under often they put under their legs, and they feel a vibration that's alternating. Some people hold them, but mostly, I find in my practice they like to put them under their legs so their hands are free. And so they're receiving this alternating bilateral stimulation at the same time they're able to express their feelings. They can move through all kinds of things with this. So I talk about EMDR, but I'm not using eye movements in my practice anymore. I haven't for many years because that was a resistance. Clients didn't want to do it. They come in saying, "I don't want to move my eyes all day. It's hard to cry and move my eyes back and forth." So I found that if we use these alternate types of bilateral stimulation, like sound or this vibration, that they wanted to do it. They come in wanting it. She'd say, "Give me those things," because she's ready to work. Whereas before it'd be, "Oh, I'm too tired." So I think it was the physical exertion that eye movements exacts on the client, whereas this, they can passively receive the bilateral stimulation.